Hey, Meredith, I would love to know the benefits of having a trust over a will.
Yes, that is a great question. Probably one of the most common questions we receive as estate planning attorneys. I'm Meredith Spott. Thank you for joining us either on the video or by podcast. Today's topic will be about the difference between wills and trusts, but I do want to do it based on sharing a particular example. This was years back, and so I want to share a little bit of why the trust was a better solution for this family. So we did the estate plan for mom and dad years and years ago, and they were a really nice couple. They had three adult sons with grandchildren underneath. We set it up and did their estate plan, and mom passed first, maybe 5 years after we set up the trust. And fairly straightforward there, because most of the time when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse takes over and accesses all the money. Unless there's some estate tax issue, we generally do a few things, but there's not a whole lot to do when it comes to trust administration or taking care of the trust. So now, dad is alive, surviving spouse. I have some nice conversations with him. And we end up talking about, okay, do you have any updates and changes? So we did a few updates in between. And two things that I just realized with this particular client is, one is the kids called me one time, one of the sons said, "Hey, Meritas, I want you to call my dad and find out if he's okay. I'm not sure. He met someone at the grocery store." So mind you, he's in his late 80s. And he met someone in the grocery store, and she wants to befriend him and make dinners for him and all of this. And the lady was in her 50s, had children of her own, and they became friends. And so the son was a little concerned, which I can understand, but at the same time, I also didn't want to meddle in something that's so personal. But I did check in on him. "Hey, how you doing?" He seemed to have enjoyed the attention of this young lady. And the good thing about that, in a sense, was it lasted a couple months. They were friends, and then nothing else happened. And my point of mentioning that particular part of the story is there's people out there. I don't know what her intentions were, but there are people out there that will be like, "Oh, look at this guy. I'm going to befriend him and then marry him. And then all of a sudden, all his wealth goes to me." And so, son has that inkling in his head, and we can understand that would happen, but it didn't happen in this situation. So they did have a friendship, and it was done. Anyway, fast forward, he passes away. It was, I remember, at the end of December, and he had a trust with us. So son, middle son, who came to us, he was the successor trustee. We talked about, okay, what are we going to do with all the assets? So certainly, the total assets was about $3 million, and there was a house that they had been living in for many, many years. And so we had a plan of action of, okay, they're going to clean out the house, they're going to sell the house, we're going to get all the other assets retitled amongst the three sons. They're all adults, and we were working towards that. Okay, so lots of, through trust administration, there's just conversations and then phone calls to the financial institutions and a little bit of correspondence here and there. The initial question about, is a trust better versus a will? In this situation, just like in many many cases, the trust is way, way better than the will. If we only had a will at this time, I would have had to go to court for them. I would have had to open up a probate estate. I would have had to publish in a newspaper and say, "By the way, come out and file a claim." Their information would have been public record. That means creditors and neighbors and friends would have known that each of these three adult sons was getting about $1 million in inheritance. And the court documents also say where they live. So these are all really, really important pieces of information that should stay private. And because we had a trust, because I had been working with them for so many years, everything was in place. We didn't have to go open probate. So what transpired is we finally got things secured and everybody got their portion. By July, we closed, they closed on the house. House is sold. Again, everybody's getting their portions. They were just trying to figure out. Then there was a little bit of a twist in the story. And again, it's also another lesson to share, but a twist in a sad way. So, like I said, Dad died in December. We were working all year to get everything finalized and divided up. So all of that is good, and it was a good thing. September comes around. I'm having that conversation with the trustee son, my client, and I said, "Okay, I think we're ready to wrap up." This was a Friday. And the sad thing is, on Sunday, I actually got a phone call from his brother, that my client, middle child in his 50s, unfortunately passed away. I think they said it was an aneurysm. It was just quick. Yeah, I mean, devastation, sad. Everything was horrible. I went to the funeral and talked to the other brothers. I said, "Okay, we're gonna, just finalize everything." And now I had to talk to now the successor trustee, which is another one of the sons. And now it turns into trust for the grandchildren. So the fortunate thing is, way long ago when I was talking to mom and dad, I said, "Let's always make provisions for the grandchildren in case they end up getting this money." Of course, in your head, you just think, "Oh, that will be a long time from now," because you have kids that are in their 40s and 50s. They're going to live a long time. And this just goes to show that we have no idea what our timetable is. We have no crystal ball. Dad dies in December, son dies in September. Who would ever have thought that? But I'm glad that we did take the time to talk about the grandchildren, because they're in their early 20s. And for them to get $1 million, or really $500,000 each, like that quickly, could turn their lives around in a negative way as well as positive ways. So back then, grandma and grandpa said, "Nope, grandchildren should earn their keep and they should get the money over time." So we did have a nice provision for them to receive their money over time, not immediately, not quickly. So glad that we had that conversation to think past just the first layer, because people always tell me, "Oh, my kids are going to survive me. It's no problem. Oh, we'll never have a mass, like, three people dying at the same time." Sad to say, I've seen it all happen, and I always want to protect and plan for every circumstance, even if it's so inconceivable. At the end of the day, this family, mom and dad worked hard. They accumulated a nice size estate. We did the planning properly, where mom dies, dad gets everything. Dad dies, it got to the right family members at the right time, in not in the public eye, all very private. And now it's, the next generation to take over those assets and kind of hopefully create their own estate plan so it goes to the right people. So at the end of the day, is the will better or is the trust better? This story shares how important the trust is. I can't even tell you how much better the trust is. So whether you have 300,000, whether you have 3 million, it's not the number. It's not the number we're talking about. It's the hassle, the expense, the time that your family will have to endure through a probate process in order to get the assets to them. So don't think that, "Oh, I have this little estate. I don't need that much planning. I don't need a trust." Maybe, but I'll tell you, most likely a trust is going to be a better option for you. It really will. So hopefully this particular podcast and lesson has given you some food for thought. If you have questions about your own estate and what you can do for your own family and how to protect that wealth that you worked so hard for and get it to your family and friends and charities, call us. Call us. It's just a free consultation. We'll at least get to know you, figure out what's best, and hopefully give you some recommendations that you'll be able to carry on. Again, I'm Meritas Bhatt. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.